much, and thanks for inviting me here. It's my first visit to Perimeter, and I already enjoy the atmosphere here. So today, as you can see from the title, I'm going to talk about chiral algebras and how are we going to use chiral algebra to understand the BPS spectrum of certain Andreas Douglas series. This is a work done with people from Harvard and also Jiwan Song from San Diego. We hope we are going to have the second part published soon. So we know that super conformal field theory in 4D enjoys a rapid development thanks to David and other people. So we have new models, most of them without a Lagrangian description. And we also have new techniques like localization, integrability, effective action to study this series. So in this talk, I'm going to talk about the study on the BPS spectrum of Andreas Douglas series, which are engineered from M5 brains. So what are the series I'm talking about? So these Andreas Douglas series are intrinsically strongly coupled 4D gauge series. Well, the original examples are isolated fixed points of certain supersymmetric gauge theory, like in the original 95 Andreas Douglas paper, the isolated fixed point of pure SU3 gauge theory. So this theory have the following property. So if we look at the Coulomb branch operators, they all have fractional dimension. And they also have a wall crossing phenomenon on the Coulomb branch moduli space. So there is a M5 brain construction for certain, I wouldn't say all, but for a large number of Andreas Douglas series, which can be obtained by compactifying 62,0 series of type J. J is the ADE classification on a sphere with an irregular puncture plus at most one regular puncture. If you have more irregular puncture and or more regular puncture, the theory you obtain, the 4D theory you obtain appears to be infrared trivial. So what do I mean by irregular puncture and regular puncture? Let me remind you what are the relation between 42,0 theory on Riemann surface and the Hitchin system. So okay. So can I want to say if I write right here? So we start with the 6D 2,0 type J theory. And suppose we put it on R2,1 cross S1 tilde and cross the Riemann surface. But I'm just trying to look at particular part of the Riemann surface, which is around the puncture. The geometry has a cigar shape with a puncture and another S1 around the puncture. If I compactify on this S1 tilde, I get the 5D n equals to 2 super young mu's with the gauge group J. So now on this cigar, we can define a complex scalar field phi z, which is phi 4 z plus I phi 5 z. And this phi 4 and phi 5 are the components of adjoint scalars of 5D super young mu's. And because of the puncture here, this scalar field has a pole on the puncture. So we call it regular puncture when the pole is of the T over Z. We call it irregular when the singularity of phi Z has a higher power higher than 1. So that's how we roughly classify the punctures. And for a sphere with irregular punctures, we can, for a sphere with only one irregular punctures, we can write down the singularity as some constant over z to the power 2 plus k over b, and plus regular terms. So this k and b are co-prime integers, where b usually have only a few choices, and k may be integers. So usually when you see the Hitchin system with irregular punctures, you usually see integer power greater than 1. But that corresponds to the case where, in our case, b equals to 1. But in our case, we can also consider the fractional power larger than 1. So if the theory has only one such irregular puncture, we call this AD theory type JB bracket K. And we can add one regular puncture on the sphere besides this irregular puncture. And regular punctures are classified by the Newportian element of this type AD, J. So we call this theory we label this theory by the irregular puncture and the type of regular puncture. So as I told you before, the B usually have only a few choices, limited choices, and K may be integers, arbitrary larger integers, which is co-prime with B. So any questions so far? Okay, let me proceed. So to study the BPS spectrum of Argyris-Douglas theory, the tool we're using is superconformal index, in particular a certain limit of superconformal index. The superconformal index is a refined Witten index. It only counts states saturates a certain BPS condition. And this is the invariant under the renormalization group flow. So what the limit we are considering is called Schur index for the n equals 2 superconformal field theory. So it is defined as a refined Witten index with a refinement counting the E minus R, where E is a conformal dimension of the operator. R is a SU2R charge of the superconformal algebra. And we are tracing over all the BPS states satisfy these two conditions. So this index counts stress tensor, higher spin current, and also the moment maps, and this kind of operators. But notice that this index doesn't count Coulomb branch operators. So basically, the index contains information on the Higgs branch of the theory, but has no information on the Coulomb branch of the theory. So usually, this index is very easy to compute for Lagrangian series because it's invariant under RG, so we can go to the free field limit. But to compute the theory without Lagrangian, one usually needs some trick. So duality was was used. If the theory can be due to some Lagrangian theory, we can use the duality to compute the index. But for a just Douglas series, they are isolated fixed point. So computing their index needs some guesswork. And so I have to admit that most of the conclusion here are conjectures, but we made cross checks with the other known results to make sure that our conjecture for the index are reasonable. So to compute the index for the for Andreas Douglas theory, we need to use a relation between 4D superconformal field theory and the 2D algebra. So basically, the correspondence states that a BPI subsector of 4D n equals 2 superconformal field theory forms a 2D chiral algebra. And the meromorphic correlators of the 2D chiral algebra is the same as a correlator of this BPS subsector of 4D theory. So the basic idea is you pick a 2D plane in your 4D theory, arbitrary 2D plane. So we can pick it, for example, the 1, 2 plane. And you first find SU2 cross SU2 left cross SU2 right inside your SL4/2 superconformal algebra. So this is the obvious choice for the I think I should change it to SL2. I should write it SL2 left and SL2 right. Sorry for the typo. So these are the obvious choice for the two SL2s. But this is not quite satisfy these two requirements. So we need to twist the right sector with the R symmetry of the superconformal algebra. I'm not going to details of this. You can check the reference here. We're going to use two important conclusions. So first, the central charge of 2D chiral algebra is always minus 12 times the central charge of 4D theory. And also, if we look at the Flamer anomaly, the K2D is always minus the 4D Flamer anomaly. And the normalized vacuum character of the 2D algebra is a 4D corresponds to the 4D Schur index. So our logic is like this. Start with the AD Andreas Douglas theory. We can compute its 4D central charge and the Flamer anomaly. Well, if this AD theory doesn't have Flamer symmetry, we just ignore K. But by using this relation, we have a C2D and K2D, which we find potential candidates could be the potential candidates for the 2D chiral algebra corresponds to the 4D theory. Then we can compute the vacuum character of our candidate 2D chiral algebra. This should, if the correspondence we found is correct, this should be the 4D Schur index. And we can do some cross-check whether we found the correct algebra. Any questions? OK, so let me go to some examples. So we started with Andreas Douglas theory without any Flamer symmetry, which is engineered by 6D theory on a sphere with only irregular punctures. So here are some of them with its 4D central charge. And notice this an minus 1 dn, these are the ADE type of the 6D theory. And this n minus 1, n and 9 here, 9, 18, these are the These are the integer b in my notation. And here k can be arbitrary value which is co-prime with b. And the central charge depends on the k. And the 2D chiral algebra according to the 4D central charge is just the diagonal coset model, which is the GL plus G1 coset by the G with level L plus 1. So the cosmodic algebra G is the same as the 6D classification. And the level appeared here, L. Level L is obtained by minus H times K minus B over K. And H is the dual coax number of the ADE algebra. The 2D central charge of such diagonal coset model is exactly computed by this formula. And you can check by plugging this particular value. This is exactly minus 12 times the C4D obtained here. So once we know this 2D model, we can compute the vacuum character, then get a Schur index. So here are more examples with the ADE classification, but a different number of B. You see, the fact is, okay, let's not talk about this. But it's actually an interesting fact that we always have a 12 factor of 12 appear in the denominator. Also appear here. So we have candidates for the 2D algebra, chiral algebra of the Adjust Douglas theory without any flavor symmetry. And in the special case when B is equal to the dual coax number of the algebra, this is exactly WJ H plus K comma H minimum model. And for this minimum model, we can the character. Hence, Schur index can be written in this way. So here, the bracket is a Pauchhammer symbol. And the plastic exponential of x is defined here. So for a particular example, if we take the ADE type as only confined into an minus 1 case, one can see this the 2D chiral algebra is WK comma K plus N minimum model. And you can compute the Schur index, and there is a symmetry under the exchange of k and n. So that means this is a known symmetry from the chiral algebra. But if you think about it in terms of Adjust Douglas theory, this means you have two realizations, which leads to the same as CFT. And for this theory, if you further read the operator contents from the index, you see this theory has n minus 1 generators with e minus r equals to 2 up to n. And the minus sign means there are like additional relations among these operators. And the first term Q square represents the stress tensor. So if you further compute the minus minus sin, you can also read the exact relation between these operators. So it's more interesting to go to the theory with flavor symmetry. So we add a regular puncture, as I said before, we add a regular puncture together with the irregular puncture. So the theory is classified by two data. So for simplicity, we consider only the full puncture for the regular puncture. And here are the some examples for the Arjas-Douglas theory I considered. And we compute the 4D central charge and flavor anomaly here. It's interesting that the 2D chiral algebra is just simply cosmodic algebra with the level equals to minus kf. And the algebra is the same as your 6D classification. And you can compute, in this case, the C2D is just minus kf times dimension of the algebra divided by h minus kf. This is exactly minus 12 times the C4D here. So I further write out what's the relation between kf and the data here. So we then use the Katz-Bakimoto formula to compute the vacuum character of the cosmodic algebra and then obtain the Schur index. So here are the A type and D type. These are the results for the all the E type. So also when B equals to the dual Cox number, the theory gets simplified, and you can write down the Schur index of such theory in this closed form. For example, consider what we call A4 with B equals to 5 and K equals to minus 3. This in some literature is also called D2SU5 theory. The corresponding cosmodic algebra is SU5 with level minus 5 half. And the Schur index from the chiral algebra is computed in this way. And I just expand this, expand the first field term in terms of this. You can see that we have a Q times 24 of SU5, which are the corresponds to the Higgs branch operators, because they are in the adjoint representation of SU5, and their dimension and R symmetry match. So this plus Q square is a stress tensor. So I write this as plus Q square minus Q square to single out the stress tensor at the Q square level. And here we also have a relation between a relation of minus Q square times 24 representation. Together with this minus square, that means the moment, the product of moment map has a relation that the square which in representation 24 plus 1 is 0. And this is the Joseph relation of Higgs branch. So we see that we can read off the structure of Higgs branch by looking at the Schur index. But actually, there is a more direct way to obtain the Higgs branch by just looking at the chiral algebra directly. So suppose we start with some cosmodic algebra J minus KF. And mathematicians actually told us the Higgs branch is determined by the associated virality X of this Kac-Moody algebra. This was first discovered by Arakawa in 2015. And Chris Beam and Leonardo Rosselli, they are also working on this. They're going to have their work published soon. So the conclusion is for K2D satisfies this value, where P and Q are co-prime numbers, and P greater or equal to H, the associated virality is certain nilpotent orbit. So in our case, if it look at our case again. So you will see that this will be the P in Arakawa's formula, and this will be Q. And when B is equal to H, we can use this formalism, since the P needs to be greater or equal to H. So in our case, unfortunately, B is always smaller or equal to H. So only when B is H, we can use this result to determine the Higgs branch. So the cases can apply this result we are circled out here. So once we single out this this kind of series, we can look at the value of Q, since P is always greater or equal to H. When Q is smaller than H, the nilpotent orbit is given by the table here. So all these numbers are Young tableau. So for example, for the case S, SLN, the Q comma S here is means Young tableau like this. So almost all of them have the row number Q, and only one column is has a number row number smaller than Q, which is S. But in the case when Q is greater or equal to H, the nilpotent orbit is always the principal nilpotent orbit. So in our case, this, we have a natural conclusion, since Q in our case is H plus K. So that means when K is greater or equal to zero, all this AD series represented by this data have the same Higgs branch. But they are not the same series because they have different Coulomb branches. So this is our first conclusion from the result, that when for such AD series, when K greater or equal to zero, all of them have the same Higgs branch. And we look at this series only when K is zero, the series has a mirror quiver description. And all the series with a higher K, they have no their mirror quiver is not known. But for Q is less than the dual quarks number, here I computed some examples for you. So for example, the original the example I computed before, which is the D2SU5. So we know that the moment map is in adjoint representation of SU5. And previously, from the Schur index, we read off the Joseph relation. But the Neoplan orbit, since Q is 2, following the previous plot, and the total number of since it's SU5, the total number of Young Tablow should be 5 boxes. So the only allowed Neoplan orbit is here. So a total 5 boxes with 2, 2, and 1 column of resting thing. And this Neoplan orbit can be computed by the 2 instanton ADHM quiver for the gauge group SU5, which has this quiver. So notice that when I draw this quiver here, you should read the quiver from the transpose Young Tablow. So that's why I started with a 2, which means the first row, and then the next block I have 5. So the way to compute the Hilbert series of this thing is known, and the Hilbert series matches exactly our previous result reading from the Schur index. So here's another example, which is a 4-5 with the k equals to -1. And the Kazmoudi algebra is SU5 with level minus 15 over 4. So we can rewrite this k as minus 5 plus 4, 5 over 4. We know that the q is equal to 4. And here is the Young diagram for the Neoplan orbit, and we can write the quiver as 1 and 2, since we have 2 boxes here, and 3, eventually 5. So we compute the Higgs branch of this quiver, and it will give us the structure of Neoplan orbit. And we also tested, compare the Higgs branch of this thing, and together with the Schur index, they again for the first few order we obtain the same information. So let me summarize what's the story I want to tell you today. So we try to understand the BPS spectrum of Algiras Douglas theory using the superconformal index. And we can read off the protected operators and their relations from the index. To compute the index, we need to go from the 2D chiral algebra corresponds to this 4D index. And so here I mentioned the TQFT, which is another way to guess the index. I don't want to go to detail of this. It's another subject. But the results are the way that we can guess the superconformal index of the 4D theory by two different ways. And they also we also find they match. And that's another cross-check of the index. So for the Algiras Douglas theory without any Flavier symmetry, the corresponding 2D algebra is a diagonal coset model. And for the Algiras Douglas theory with Flavier symmetry, the corresponding 2D chiral algebra is just a Kac-Moody algebra. And the Higgs branch can be read directly from the associated variety of this Kac-Moody algebra by the list I listed before. So in the future, one could also consider a certain generalization of our story. So one immediate generalization is going from a full puncture in the full puncture in the regular puncture to the arbitrary regular puncture. To the 2D chiral algebra, this corresponds to the Dreamfield Sokolov reduction. We can also consider the twisted case. This will go from A and D type group to the B and C type group. So we can even go further beyond the spectrum of theory by looking at the correlation functions between BPS operators, because by the correspondence, this correlators can be obtained by looking at the correlation function in the 2D algebra. And this has and we can also combine the algebraic information of the 4D algebra Stokes theory with a numerical bootstrap and see if we can get more constraint on the AD series and push the constraint out of the BPS sector to some non-BPS sector. So that's all for today. Thank you very much.
Can you tell us more about the viewpoint of the topological equilibrium?
Oh, okay. So yes. So this is let's first go to the general class S theory. Which is a 6D 2,0 on a Riemann surface with genus G and n punctures. One observation is the superconformal index of 4D corresponds to defines a 2D topological field theory on this Riemann surface. So the basic building block is a sphere with three punctures. And the superconformal index corresponds to such theory is going to give you the structure constant of the topological field theory. And we can also define the propagator, which is a cylinder. By using this, we can glue the we can glue them together and getting whatever Riemann surface you want. So in the case of a Schur index, the index is the same as the partition function of Q deformed Young mu's. And one can further write this as a sum over representations and character. OK, sorry. Since the only important knowledge is this propagator and the sphere with the structure of sphere with three punctures, so let me write down the index for this one. So this can be written as sum over representations and character. I call the three puncture A, B, C. So the character of A with viscosity A and the character with viscosity B and the character with viscosity C divided by the Q deformed dimension. So this is the index for the Schur index of the Q deformed Young Mills for this thing. So if you have a sphere with arbitrary many punctures, the structure is the same, but you're just adding more characters corresponds to the punctures. So, but notice that this formula only works for right now only works for regular punctures. So there is a way to guess if we have something with one regular puncture and one irregular puncture, naturally one will guess the Schur index can be written as a sum of representations and divided. We still have a Q deformed dimension of representation lambda. And since we have one regular puncture, we still have a character of representation lambda with the viscosity A. But here is some wave function psi. Depends on lambda, but this will depend on the irregular puncture here. So this is a general ansatz for the true index of irregular for the Algebra's Douglas theory. And by going to a certain limit, you can go to some special irregular puncture where this theory is either trivial or some free theory. You can try to guess the form of the wave function corresponds to irregular puncture. And that gives you a general answer for the Algebra's Douglas theory. And the result here we match the match with our answers for the from the chiral algebra. Well, I only check it because this can be expanded in the series of Q. So I didn't check the full series. I only check up to Q to the power 10 or something.
Can you also identify the
super
conformal index
of the index of the full super conformal index of a certain I think it's a A1 A2 n Algebra Douglas theory was done by J1 Song and Kazunobu Maruyoshi. They did it very recently by consider this Algebra's Douglas theory as certain infrared limit of some for the n equals 1 theory, and the for the n equals 1 theory has a Lagrangian description, and you can take the for the n equals 1 index and computing certain degenerate limit of that index. They claim that index is supposed to be the full index of A1, A2, and theory. And under if you take the Schur limit or other limit, it indeed matches the existing result.
There's no more questions. Let's